Welcome to a Prevent Connect audio conference recording. The following was recorded on May 22nd at a Call to Men's 2009 Annual National Conference in New York City, New York. To learn more about A Call to Men, visit their website at www.acalltomen.org.
This is just like perfect New York City weather, so for those of you out-of-towners, you came at the right time. We have yet another information-packed day, so we're going to get moving as soon as we can. I just want to say that it has been our pleasure to interface with you all over the past day, and we hope that we have the opportunity to do that for the rest of the conference. I want to remind you also that your agenda is also our evaluation, so if you could make sure to drop that off on your way out today, we'd really appreciate it. And once again, we have some time constraints, so we're going to really ask people to stick with us in terms of moving in and out of the room. When we close for lunch, we're going to need people to move out. Over the years, we have had numerous corporate sponsors who have been very interested in our work and extremely supportive. So we wanted to give an opportunity to have some of those folks just address us during this process. So I'm going to ask first Lee Brathwaite, who's the Vice President of Real Estate for Verizon Services, if he would just come up and address us. Thank you.
Thank you, Gwen. Good morning, everyone. Nice turnout. Thank you all for coming here today to speak out and participate on addressing an issue that's a very important issue for our families and our communities. I'd also like to especially thank Ted Bunch and Tony Porter for their leadership in creating this forum and bringing all of you here today. Just look at what you've accomplished in such a very short time, in only 4 years. A movement that you've galvanized action around a very important issue for our families and our communities. I believe it takes a lot of courage for Tony and Ted and the leadership of this organization to go straight to the source and issue a call to men to be accountable for domestic violence. I believe it still takes courage because many of our communities, we are changing generational behaviors and even changing cultural norms. I was very fortunate to grow up in a family where mutual respect and love came first. Perhaps that is why I still vividly remember my first encounter with a domestic violence situation. As a teenager growing up in Brooklyn, New York, my friend and I were walking down the street in Brooklyn, and we saw this African-American couple engaging in this very heated debate. It engaged in an all-out fight, and unfortunately, the man was winning. My friend and I jumped in to try to intercede and help the woman, and I think you know how this ended up. The woman then reacted towards my friend and I for going after her man and interfering in her business. I was shocked by her response. My friend and I were taken aback, and we were really disturbed not only by her reaction, but the reaction of the other people around on the street observing this and watching this and didn't feel compelled to get involved. It was taken as, it's really none of your business, it's none of our business, don't interfere, while this man was beating this woman to a pulp. In essence, in our communities, there's a culture of silence around the violence against women. That culture of silence still prevails in many communities, along with a disturbing glorification of violence against women that is played out in music and the media. Now, I want you to know I'm a fan of rap music. Jay-Z is one of my favorite rappers. However, I had to draw the line between entertainment and my personal life as I was engaging in raising my children with my wife so that we would walk the talk. We weren't going to glorify certain things that were against what we were trying to preach to them on how they were going to grow up and be respectful of people. I have stood up and spoken out as a man and as a father to teach my son and daughter along with my wife that violence of any form is not acceptable. And to teach our daughter that she must never accept that kind of behavior, whether it's physical or emotional. So being fortunate enough to grow up with both parents at home, that doesn't mean that they didn't have arguments, But they just dealt with it in a nonviolent way. And you know those situations where you're like at the dinner table and you know they had an argument, where all of a sudden you're sitting there having dinner and then you get this, it's like, wow, it's kind of cold over here all of a sudden. And then you see dad, he's looking down at his plate eating. Mom is looking down at her plate eating. There's none of that engaging banter during the dinner table. And then mom looks up and gives dad that laser-like look. And you say, ooh, he's in trouble now. Let me eat and get out of here. But there was a mutual respect amongst them that they handled it in such a way where it didn't require violence. And so they taught that to me and my siblings. And we are attempting and have attempted to do that with our children. So this is the right thing for you to do in helping to educate people that this is not acceptable behavior. But I think there was one other thing that was important that my mom taught me, and that was she had self-respect for herself. So therefore, she was not going to tolerate any kind of abusive behavior from my father or from any man for that matter, and she was not going to tolerate me conducting myself in that way with any other woman. And that stuck with me, and those are the types of things we're teaching our children, and we hope that you can continue to educate people on. So it's one thing to stand out and speak out in our homes, and it's another thing to take this as a public voice. And that's what Verizon has done in conjunction with this organization. I am proud that our company was one of the first corporations to speak out against domestic violence. More than a decade ago, when domestic violence was considered a personal problem that had nothing to do with the workplace, Verizon stood up and spoke out. We knew the terrible statistics that 1 in 3 women will experience Verizon in her violence in her lifetime. We knew that the sheer magnitude of the affected population meant that domestic violence was not just a family issue or a community issue. It was also a workplace issue. That's why 14 years ago, Verizon made domestic violence prevention a signature cause for our company and our philanthropy. In 1995, we introduced Verizon Hopeline, leveraging the power of our technology, our network, and our people to help victims of domestic violence. At its beginning, the Hopeline program donated voicemail boxes to survivors living in shelters. The program also donated emergency wireless phones for victims' use. Then in 2001, we began collecting used wireless phones in our Verizon wireless stores nationwide and providing them to victims of domestic violence. As of January 2009, we have collected more than 5.6 million phones through the Hopeline program. I'd like to mention one other significant aspect of our Hopeline program, and that is Pound Hope. By dialing Pound H-O-P-E, from any Verizon wireless phone on our nationwide network, victims of domestic violence are able to access professional support quickly and confidentially. The toll and air-free time call is routed to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. I want to acknowledge the hotline CEO, Cheryl Cates, who will be speaking later this morning. Verizon is proud to partner with you, Cheryl, and we appreciate your vision and leadership in this issue. Domestic violence prevention, ending violence against women, is a corporate-wide commitment for Verizon. The commitment is personal and real for all of our employees, from our senior managers to our 237,000 employees. You see it in the powerful response of our Verizon employees, who each April conduct showers for shelters in over 300 Verizon locations around the country, collecting thousands of items that survivors and their children need to start new lives. You see it through our employee assistance programs that provide support and even relocation for victims of domestic violence. You see it through the Verizon Foundation's grants to domestic violence organizations and initiatives like this one that have totaled more than $15 million over the past 3 years alone in contributions. Verizon will continue to stand up in corporate America and speak out to end domestic violence. We will do it for our employees, for those whose lives have been directly affected, and for their families and coworkers. We will do it for our customers and our communities because this issue knows no social, economic, or cultural boundaries. I've experienced firsthand as a supervisor throughout my career, observing the impact that this kind of aberrant behavior can have on our employees, and trying to assist the women who were affected by it and feeling helpless. Hopefully, by continuing to work with organizations like yourselves, it's providing the kind of support that, at least as a supervisor, we can continue to provide the necessary assistance while we're educating people to become more aware and to change this kind of behavior towards women. So we are proud to partner with you in this important work. Together, we can build a new and important and stronger culture of accountability and responsibility. And one day, we pray, end violence against women. So again, Gwen, thank you today for having me here to speak. Tony and Ted, thank you very much for all the work you do and for all of you in taking the time to come today to address a very important and social issue. Thanks.
Thank you for joining Prevent Connect Audio. Prevent Connect Audio is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect Audio are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. You can contact us at info@preventconnect.org, or you can learn much more on our website at www.preventconnect.org.